Oh, it's like graffiti all over the place. I mean, good graffiti I'm talking about. I mean, like, inspiring stuff. Abraham Lincoln peeking his head out the window. I mean,
Iron Man reading an Iron Man comic.
Just think of that. Think of being Iron Man, and then there are just comics about you, and you're just like, all right, this is cool. I'm going to read this one. This is a story about me as a character that, you know, I lived. That's and I'm meta. Just going to, you know, I'm going to read it. And there you go. You've been listening to WMFO 91.5 Radio Freeform Radio in Medford. WMFO Medford. WMFO Somerville. It doesn't exist, but WMFO on the web at WMFO.org. Educational radio. We'd like to give you one piece of education before we leave. It's a PSA. Today we're going to talk about a heavy topic. Something that doesn't get a lot of attention. American alcohol consumption. Did you know that just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States? While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day.
They say alcoholism is defined by more than 14 drinks a week. You're telling me the 10% drink how much? 72?
I just closed the book, so I forget. The point is, it's scary, the numbers. They're scary. 24 million Americans drinking 10 drinks a day.
It's too much.
Let your liver rest for a bit if you're one of those people. Actually, you know what? Do whatever you want to do.
Don't hurt yourself.
You've been listening to WMFO.org radio. PSA, educational radio. Free form. Anything is possible. Believe in yourself. The answers are all coming out on this show. Stay tuned for it, for the next, you know, the next weeks. 1 week away.
Stay tuned in for several weeks.
Don't turn WMFO off. And just listen to our show when it comes on. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. Anything is possible. Believe in yourself. Yeah.
Until next time.
Until next time.
kicking down on those of kind. So won't you tell me what's on your mind?
With the birds of shade, it's a lonely This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
But I can't. Stronger, stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely. American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S. A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips. Only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences. Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Well, last night these two bouncers in one room's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say, behind the go through to the bit where you play, and you realize then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you. get along.
Working for the clap down.
Ha! Long get long.
Working for the clap down.
Yeah, I'm working hard at Harrisburg. Working hard at Petersburg.
Working for the clap down. Working for the clap down.
Ha! Long get long.
Begging to be melted down.
To do.
All right.
right, super get it out of the frame. I shake my leg on the ground like an epileptic battery. Man, I'm making my move, letting loose like a bell. Little worse for wear, but I'm wearing it well. Tell me, what's wrong with a little grind and bump? When the stereos are rough with the kick, drum, punch. Once you do it once, probably do it again and again. You did it before, but you're more erratic than them. When you had a rough night, the vibe's just begun. Let a little bit of this pass with its done. Don't let it hold you back, like you already said. No dead flowers gonna grow till the dirt gets wet. Put the elevator music on. It's the end of the world. Now there's everybody sweating, forgetting what's on their minds. With your hand like a mirror, you can see what's inside. When you're down and out, counted, and there's nothing that's real. It's like a plastic heart to amputate the feel. I got a silver can Bible song.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
every survivor of the National People's Gate. Panic in Detroit, I asked for an autograph, yeah. What did you stay home? I wish someone would fall. Panic in Detroit.
I wish someone would phone.